There's a powerful story about priorities found in Luke chapter 10. Starting in verse 38 in the King James Version, it says, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, 'Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me.' And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" Do you ever feel like Martha? Do you ever feel cumbered? What does that word even mean? Using tools like the Strong's, we can look up the original Greek word used there instead of cumbered, which is perispao. Perispao means distracted, troubled, to be drawn away, to be so overburdened by various distractions as to be worried and anxious. This definition gives us a much more vivid picture of what is really going on in this passage. Martha is freaking out. She's completely overwhelmed and stressed out about everything she has to do. But notice how Jesus responds. He doesn't say, "Oh, you poor thing, here, let me fix this for you." He essentially says the reason you feel so perispao is because you've chosen the wrong part. Now, we could also think of that part as burden or yoke. In Matthew 11, verse 30, Jesus says, "My burden is easy and my yoke is light." So if your yoke is a burden and it's crushing you, you've embraced or accepted the wrong part. Let's read from the Amplified Version, which does a better job of taking the literal meaning of the original languages and putting it into standard English for us. Starting in verse 40 in the Amplified, it says, "But Martha, overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving. And she came up to him and said, 'Lord, is it nothing to you that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me, to lend a hand and to do her part along with me.' But the Lord replied to her by saying, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. There is need of only one or but a few things. Mary has chosen the good portion, that which is to her advantage, which shall not be taken away from her.'" Here we see the root cause of Martha's perispao. She was overly occupied and too busy. Now here's the takeaway. There are lots of things that you can choose to let trouble you, but you must choose to let it. And the busier you get, the easier it is to let minor things cause major problems. Jesus' advice is even more applicable to us today than it was to Martha all those years ago. Choose the good portion. Keep the main thing the main thing. Do not be distracted by the stuff that doesn't really matter. Let's look at it another way. President Dwight Eisenhower once said, "What is important is seldom urgent, and what is urgent is seldom important." Author Stephen Covey, in the book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, created a simple matrix that we can use to help us visualize this. On the y-axis, we have important and not important. And on the x-axis, we have urgent and not urgent. This breaks everything you need to do into one of 4 categories. First is the important and urgent quadrant, which includes things like filing your taxes, project deadline coming up at work, going into labor and needing to get to the hospital. You will always find time for these things to get done. And you should, after all, they are important and urgent. Next is the important but not urgent quadrant. This is where the things you know you should do but don't get around to reside. This quadrant includes things like reading your Bible, spending time in prayer, or exercising regularly. These are things that will not cause the world to end if they don't get done, but if you skip them regularly, they will have a significant negative impact on your life. Next is the neither important nor urgent quadrant. These things are time wasters. there's little to no benefit that comes from these activities. And honestly, unless you've developed a negative habit that borders on addiction, these things are fairly easy to say no to. Last is the urgent but not important quadrant. This is the one I want to spend some time on because this is where busy thrives. These are the things that don't really matter, at least to you, but can easily take up the majority of your time. Email is a major source of urgent but not important tasks. Email is a to-do list that other people can write on, and because email is a one-way communication medium, people can just send you an email with a demand for your time, and next thing you know, your whole day is derailed as you try to make them happy. But here's the thing. Just because you're asked to do something doesn't mean you have to say yes. I believe this was Martha's problem. She saw all these things that were wrong and she wanted to fix them. And if we look at these things in isolation, it's easy to take her side. But when we look at the big picture, we see the real outcome from these things. Martha missed out on being with Jesus. Jesus was in her house and she wasn't spending time with him. Martha was suffering from what Charles Hummel calls the tyranny of the urgent. Martha's perispao was a direct result of living in the urgent but not important quadrant. But Mary chose the good part. She had broken free from the urgent but not important. And she was spending time here in the important but not urgent quadrant. This is where the magic happens. These are little things which are easily excusable when we're busy, but they're all things that will create your ideal future. Do these things every day and just watch your life change. But you have to be intentional about doing these things, and only these things, if you really want to get there. The things in this quadrant that are easy to do are also easy not to do. So let's go back to our Bible story for a minute. Here's my interpretation of these events. Martha is running around trying to keep all the plates spinning until she finally just can't take it anymore, and she bursts in on Jesus and says, "Don't you care that my sister isn't helping me with all this urgent stuff that needs to get done?" And Jesus looks at her, doesn't offer to treat the symptom, but speaks directly to the disease. He addresses the root cause by saying, "Martha, you've forgotten what's important." If you focus on what's important, life is so much easier. In fact, Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30 in the Wiest translation says, "Come here to me, all who are growing weary to the point of exhaustion and who have been loaded with burdens and are bending beneath their weight. And I alone will cause you to cease from your labor and take away your burdens and thus refresh you with rest. Take at once my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find cessation from labor and refreshment for your souls. For my yoke is mild and pleasant, and my load is light in weight." Jim Rohn once said, "Success is a few simple disciplines repeated every day. Failure is a few errors in judgment repeated every day. To escape the tyranny of the urgent, put God first and don't worry about the rest. It will work if your priorities are right. Time spent with God is never wasted time."